B-Pod Studios.
Check this out.
Morning, everyone.
What day is it?
Don't make me say it.
Don't make me say it.
Don't make me say it.
And there came a great voice.
Thank God it's Friday!
Friday, Friday, Friday.
You know what I love? Chit-chat.
Chit-chat.
Yeah, chit-chat.
Let's chit-chat.
This show is all chit and no chat.
Chitty, chitty-chat.
Enough chit-chat.
We can't stand around and chit-chat all day long.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing this morning? It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, but
so excited it's going to rain all weekend.
I know. It's going to be a
so
wet
I can
weekend.
Enjoy my new outdoor.
What else is new? Hey, Brian and I were talking about this first thing this morning. Every place else in the country, it's amazing.
New York was like 77 yesterday.
Yeah.
Everywhere else in this country right now,
we're stuck.
Hot and beautiful.
We're stuck nice. Under a Gargamel cloud.
That's
what's happening.
A what
yes.
cloud?
Gargamel. Gargamel from the Smurfs. You know. Come on, you know Saturday mornings.
I just know Cumulus Nimbus.
He was a good actor.
He was.
Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of actors, Chewbacca is gone.
Yeah, Peter Mayhew, right before Star Wars Day. Died.
Right, yeah.
It's only 74. But this is not good because Princess Leia's dead and Chewbacca's dead. And, you know, Han Solo isn't getting any younger.
That's true.
None of us are.
Accordingly.
Okay. 7:45 this morning, we have your Dirty Laundry update. What do we got on Dirty Laundry
today? Someone gorgeous is having a baby with someone gorgeous.
On and on.
Tom Brady. We got to talk Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
And Matt Damon.
Messing with Matt Damon.
We got that coming up for you this morning. This is an okay. Now this is going to be your unbelievable factoid of the day.
Oh,
how did nacho cheese? Because this is probably going to be a lot of nacho cheese eating this weekend.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. Cinco de Mayo. That's right. Cinco de Mayo because mayo is an important ingredient of Cinco de Mayo.
You say mayo, and I say mayo. Okay.
So anyway, how did nacho cheese get its name?
All right.
Okay, that's going to be your amazing
sniff a dad joke coming.
Wow.
All right.
No.
They had coming on like gangbusters.
Call HR.
Okay. No, it's going to be safe. This is family-friendly stuff.
Oh.
Okay, anybody, we got your Jeopardy update this morning. You didn't watch? He rolled on.
God.
Oh, amazing.
I was at Run Club last night. That's why I didn't watch.
That's right. The Run Club report's coming up this morning.
And we also have Mikey the Plumber.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of running.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you beat a horse? Can you run?
Tucky Derby is coming up tomorrow.
You know pigs can run a mile in less than 9 minutes? I can't.
All of this is coming up this morning. And the Bruins were...
Bruins were
great last night.
Awesome. And the Celts are back tonight at the Garden.
Okay, all this coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. And the reason it's been called the Lorne and Wally Morning Show for like 38 years or whatever is because I'm Lorne and he's Wally. And Wally just stopped by for a little visit this morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. I'm
contractually
really
obligated
great.
So we can keep the name.
I'm pretty healthy.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty healthy. I heard Danny Ainge had a heart attack.
Yeah, Danny Ainge had a heart attack.
Just
yeah.
a mild one.
You know, still.
Yeah, that's scary because he's a lot younger than you are.
That's right.
So far, I haven't had
Thanks, Hank.
Better mid-range jumper, too.
That's right.
You know, I did go to the, I don't want to interrupt you guys.
Too late.
We're doing a show.
Way too late for that. Okay, so you
go ahead,
what? We got Men from Maine coming up.
Okay, all right. I went. I'm starting to lose my hearing.
Are you really?
So you came in
to
talk about
one ear, only one ear,
just one ear,
only one ear, and I still can hear out of it, but it's not good. So I went to the ears, nose, and throat guy, and he said, "Well, the first thing we got to do is we got to check and make sure you don't have any tumors in your head."
You're serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So okay. They send me to this place. Where you lay on the thing and it slides in the tube and
MRI.
MRI.
Yeah, okay. Just have to help you out.
They put you on the thing and then, okay, whatever.
Guess you didn't go back to medical school after you retired.
Okay, so slide in, I'm in there for quite a while. The thing is
It seems a lot longer, doesn't it? Yeah.
Bragger.
So I, you know, I get dressed and leave. And, well, I guess I didn't get undressed, actually, now that I think about it. But I leave and I go to the doctor a few days later to get the report. You know what they found out?
What did they find out?
My brain is shrinking. I'm really? Serious.
Really?
Yes.
Is that bad?
I would think it is.
I mean, look where you started.
I know. But other than that, everything's great.
Okay, well, it's good to hear. Okay, well, it's time now for Men from Maine here, brought to you by Dunkin'. Power up with Dunkin' Power Breakfast Sandwich.
Could be worse.
It's filled with protein and veggies and whole grains. Or you could ditch the bread.
Is that next week's test?
Yeah.
Are they going to have to get a bigger MRI machine?
Yeah.
Anyway, ditch it for the
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, it's kind of a cool surprise this morning because Wally walked in the studio just a little bit after 6 this morning. So, first of all, it's great to see you again.
Oh, thank you. It's great to see you guys.
Would you like to use headphones this morning, or would you just prefer to be unprofessional like you always were?
No, I'll put the headphones on.
The headphones. Yeah. Okay. So, you've been retired for 2.5 years now.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, yeah. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, hate it.
So, what do you do during the day? You get up in the morning and walk around the house with your bathrobe open, or what do you?
No, I get up and work out. First thing,
really?
Work out. Yes,
every day.
Almost every day.
Wow,
you're not going to believe what she's doing these days.
Well, I heard a little something.
We're going to have to talk about her running club coming up this morning.
That's incredible.
Okay. So,
hey.
Did you hear about Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Okay. Sad.
Chewie, we're home.
He wasn't much older than that.
Okay. Yep. He's Chewbacca is gone.
Peter Mayhew.
Would you please give us the Chewbacca report?
It does cast a little bit of a pall over tomorrow's Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
Star Wars Day celebration.
May the 4th be with you.
I feel like it should be a celebration of Chewbacca tomorrow now. You know?
Cause well, will be.
I'm going to get the Chewbacalava donut.
Yes, you can get the donuts. He got the role just because he was so darn tall.
Is that right?
He was, 7'3 at his peak?
Yeah, 7'3.
And he was just an orderly at a hospital when they were casting, and he went in and, you know, it became his, like, he was awesome on Twitter. He was at the Wookiee Roars, and he interacted with fans. I mean, just last month, Peter Mayhew was at the Star Wars, you know, convention that was going on in Chicago, and
so he wasn't sick or ill or anything.
No, I mean, he's a big guy.
He had Marfan syndrome.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that can affect your heart. And
joints.
And joints,
He had problems with his joints.
Tell him about the knee replacement.
Marfan. Like his knee, he had to have his knees replaced.
Oh, jeez.
But he's huge, and the knees that they make, the medical, you know, devices they make for it, yeah, they had to, like, specially craft these knees for
him. Like a million bucks a knee or something like that.
What?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Was he the first choice for Chewbacca?
No. Actually, David Prowse, who was Darth Vader, was offered the role of Chewbacca.
Oh.
Because he's also tall.
Right.
He's 6'5".
Right. Yeah.
But he didn't want it because he thought that villains were remembered more in stories. So he wanted to be the villain, and he didn't know at the time that Darth Vader would have a mask on. He also didn't know at the time that they were going to cut all of his lines and use some other guy named, what was his name? James Earl Jones?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That must have been a terrible thing.
Yeah,
You're my son.
He didn't, like, react as well. Like, Chewbacca, was, like, really, you know, loved by the community. Like, David Prowse, it took a long time. He didn't really do a lot of that stuff.
Do your Chewbacca, because
Chewbacca. Okay, come on, do your Chewbacca.
It hurts a little today to do this.
You can do it, though. Come on, just suck it up. Let's hear it. That's pretty good.
That's unbelievable.
I know, it really is.
If they had known about you back then, you would have gotten the ball.
If only I was taller.
That's right.
Wish it was a little bit taller.
That would have happened.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, tomorrow's a big day. It's the Kentucky Derby. Horses are going off at 6:47. having it covered on NBC.
Derby day.
You guys, it's Kentucky Derby week.
Can you make a lot of money with this horse racing thing?
I have never bet on horse racing.
The Kentucky Derby is this weekend, and it's one of the biggest events of the spring.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
So, we have our expert on the line with us this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Mikey the Plumber.
Mikey the Plumber.
Mikey, how you doing?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Okay, so Mikey, first things first, the favorite in the race, Omaha Beach, was scratched.
Yeah.
So what's that mean? That they're just, I mean, that changes everything, right?
Well, of course it changed everything, because he was the top favorite. Everybody was looking at him, but they said it's like, even though he was like 4-1, but everybody was talking about him. He won some really nice races, and his connections, like Mike Smith was on Roadster for Bob Baffert. He's a big trainer, but he switched and he jumped to Omaha Beach for Richard Mandela. And just because when you're that good of a jockey, you have a choice of who you want to ride.
Pick your ride.
Okay.
And what happened to the horse? What's the matter with Omaha?
Well, it's a breathing problem, and you know, and now they don't want to take a chance with a horse like that because he's a great horse. So he'd be running, and he'd be out of wind, and you know,
like me.
You know,
yeah, it's like a.
So it's not a permanent.
Can they do anything to help him?
You have a floppy epiglottis.
Yeah. It's just a minor thing that they could take care of, but you know they just figured it's not time to run him in the race, you know,
because it's
just not a problem.
I heard if he gets worse, they're going to change his name to Omaha Steaks.
Come on.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
The old Lauren and Wally show.
Still got his fastball.
He does.
Okay,
Who's the favorite now?
Yeah, okay, so look. So people can still win some money on this horse race.
Yeah.
What do we do to win a fortune on the Kentucky Derby this weekend?
Well, we ain't winning a fortune, but if we can make enough to bet another day, that's what we're looking for.
I understand.
Way to set the expectations, Mikey.
Well, I'm going to go for a dollar exact a box with six horses, and I'll give you the numbers. We'll say it nice and slow, and this is how you say it when you go to the window. Everybody listening?
I'm listening.
Okay, we're listening.
All right, we go to the window, and we say, I'd like a dollar exact a box, and then the numbers. 5, 7, 8, 14, 16, 17. For everybody, that costs $30.
$30. Okay, gotcha.
But good, you had my pick in there.
Okay.
Because I don't know why, Mikey, but the 14 horse, win, win, win. I got a good feeling about him.
Well, that's good. It's a good thing. But my actual pick, if I'm going to bet, quote, you know, we'll see. But I like Tacitus to win the race, the 8 horse. I think he's the best. After Omaha Beach, he was like, I was going back and forth between them two, and I definitely was using Omaha Beach. He's a great horse, you know what I mean? But with him scratching this horse, he likes the off track, so he can run both ways. If it's now, everybody got to put into respect that if tomorrow if it rains, changes everything.
And it is supposed to rain tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. It is supposed to rain.
Even
in
Kentucky. It's a day.
In Kentucky.
Okay, we got it.
I'm going to bet the 20-1 that horse's name is Tax, and I owe so much this year.
Yeah,
I'm seeing if I can make some back with him.
Okay, well, Mikey, thanks very much, and we'll check. Can you check in with us Monday morning?
We will.
Okay.
Same time.
Okay, we'll see how it pays off. Okay, thanks a lot.
See you, Mike.
Good luck, Mikey. Good luck.
Have a great day, guys.
You betcha.
And, of course, that is for entertainment purposes only.
That's right. We would never wait.
And we will post it at WROR.com in case you missed it.
Thank you very much. Now, the Bruins last night.
Oh,
so good.
Wow. They reclaimed home ice advantage, a huge 4-1 win in Columbus. And, again, everybody was calling on that top line. They produced Patrice Bergeron, 2 power play goals. David Pastrnak, a goal and an assist. And Brad Marchand, he didn't punch anybody in the head last night.
He did have
a big assist.
That's good. Yeah.
All right, Tuukka Rask, another great game, 39 saves. And the Bruins peppered Sergei Bobrovsky, 46 shots on goal.
Jeez.
Series tied at 2, game 5 tomorrow night, 7:15.
That sounds like something you'd order for dinner.
Right.
Peppered Zabrowski, please.
Medium well.
Hopefully they could get that with a glass of champagne when the series is over. White Sox, meanwhile, they walked off the Sox 6-4 last night. Ryan Brassier,
Is it Brazier, Brazier, Bra? They go, hey, what's
bra,
up, Bra?
Just calling Bra. Hey, hey, Bra, bro.
Yeah, he gave up a three-run home run to Nicky Delmonico in the bottom of the ninth.
Another great meal.
Right?
Yep. Delmonico.
Andrew Benintendi, actually, he had a home
right,
run.
Okay, yep. There you go. This I'm understanding this so much better now.
Chris Sale against his former teammates tonight in Chicago. Big game for the Celtics tonight on the parquet. Is that parfait?
Okay. No, it's parquet. Yeah, yeah.
Love parfait.
We're all hungry.
Butter or parquet?
Right. Series against the Bucks tied at one. Celts president of basketball operations, Danny Ainge, only 60.
Wow.
Suffered a mild heart attack. They say he'll fully recover. That was scary. That was before game two up in Milwaukee. He's not even back in Boston yet. And that's a look at sports.
Thank you much, Hank. Okay, it's 7 minutes before 7 right here from 105.7 WROI. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Lorne Wiley Morning Show. Now, this is an amazing and true story because it was 8 months ago that Hank Morse ran off took a long walk off a short pier, jumped in the water, and smashed his leg. And he had to have these surgeries and all this kind of stuff. But from this came an amazing superpower.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, Peter Parker got bit by that spider.
Right.
Yep.
Right, I dress up in this weird suit now. My wife loves it.
Okay, you just never know. And then it's actually turned into a game that he plays with his wife.
Yeah,
well.
You know what?
Okay.
Are
we going to really tell people about this?
This is weird.
Yeah, come on, we got to tell everybody.
I spent so much time on my back when I was recovering because I had to lay down so much.
Sure.
I had to elevate my leg and keep ice on it. And I used to think it was an old wives' tale. People say, oh, it's cold outside. There's a storm coming. Oh, I can tell there's a chill in my bones.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember your grandpa would say, oh, I can feel it's moving in.
Absolutely true. Yeah.
You can tell something's coming? With
the weather? Yes. Well, see, my break was at the bottom of the tibia, right, which is your shin bone.
Mm-hmm.
The fibula, I broke it twice. That's the outside bone. And then your talus bone, not your tail.
talus
bone. That connects like the ankle to the heel. It's a small bone. And I had crack in that.
Jeez, you really destroyed yourself.
Really,
yeah,
but just really
what happens is, so I have two plates and about 13 screws, and the stainless steel plates. But my foot, just below the ankle joint, when the weather changes, all of a sudden it feels like the foot tightens up a little bit.
Yeah.
It swells and extends down to my toes, and that's where you can really feel it because of all the nerves.
Yeah.
So I Googled it, and I called the doctor. He goes, well, yeah, that's barometric pressure, and it affects your joints.
No.
Huh.
And I always thought it was like an old wives' tale. Oh, my shoulder's killing me. We're going to have a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's actually true.
Okay.
Barometric pressure is actually the weight of air.
Yeah, okay.
It is?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And barometric pressure is
married. Glad I came in today.
A lot of things you can learn on this show, Wally.
They use a barometer to measure barometric pressure.
Yep, right, we have a barometer.
And it pretty much ranges from 29 to 31. Why that short measurement, I have absolutely no idea.
Maybe
I haven't been to the Science Museum
in
a long time. But what has happened, like I'd be laying there, my wife would come in and it became a game because every day I would try and guess what the barometric pressure was based on how my foot felt.
You're serious. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, how much time can you spend on Google and reading?
Right, exactly.
So I got pretty good at it because I could tell like where I was. Like I would look and go, oh, okay, it's 30.14.
This is insane.
And I would look and I would look at it and I'd say, oh, yeah, this is how my ankle feels at that point.
Uh-huh.
When it's really swollen and it feels like really numb and tingly, it would be.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
We're talking ankle.
That's when my wife. Okay. That's when my wife calls in sick to school. No.
So when it's really swollen and feeling tingly,
it's somewhere between 29 and 30.
Okay.
So it became on a daily basis. My wife would come up and she'd go, "Yeah, what's the barometric pressure today?"
No, sir. This is amazing.
So now when we get in the car, like especially on the weekends, we'll be driving along and go, yeah, get your iPhone out. Because now I walk, but I can still feel it.
Yeah.
And so she gets her iPhone. Go on the basic
weather app. What is it right now? Can
you weather app.
Lauren's got his out.
I got mine out. I'm ready.
Wait a minute.
They didn't believe me.
Okay. What's wrong with you?
They didn't believe me. So yesterday, he said, okay, let's try this.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, it's somewhere between 29.80 and 30.14. And what was it?
30.14.
Wow!
30.14.
That's pretty incredible.
I'm guessing today.
Okay, and you can feel. Right. Do you have to reach down and feel your foot?
I'm flexing my right foot.
He's flexing his toes.
Now, the foot is still stiff and a little swollen.
Okay. Yeah.
And because of all the nerves.
That's good news.
And you know how long a foot is.
Okay.
I'm guessing that it's somewhere around 30.15 to 30.20 is my guess.
It's too bad the circus went under.
I know. Yeah. It's really a shame. So, and you say it's close to
30. I'd say 30.15 to 30.20, although I can feel it starting to drop a little bit. I might be off a little
bit. It is 30.19.
30.19.
Oh, my God. Right. Yeah. Oh,
I didn't peak. You saw me. Yeah. I didn't peak.
No.
That's... Okay.
Well, you should be the new Harvey Leonard.
But I mean, really, seriously.
Unfortunately, you can't mail that skill into the mortgage company. You know what I mean?
I don't know, though.
That's a unique skill.
I don't know, job, you need to know what the barometric pressure is.
Meteorologist.
But
they have barometers.
But I will. I honestly judge like what footwear that I wear.
Really,
based on that, because sometimes you know when
what barometric
it drops,
pressure calls for Crocs.
Crocs. That would be somewhere down about 29.5, and I'm not there
yet. Croc weather.
Okay. That's Croc weather.
Okay.
So I think that
you've been warned.
Yeah. We could turn this into something.
Maybe I need to develop an app where I can suggest. People stretching a little bit more before they go to bed apparel choice of the day would be.
Yeah, maybe your ankle needs its own Instagram page.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
So people could either sign up for your app or look at the barometer.
It's the weather hankle.
Right?
Oh!
You know what? This is amazing. What a day.
Mornings, more 80s, more variety.
All day. Awesome.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Boy, a lot of interest over Hank's special talent.
Well, it's fascinating.
Yeah, good morning, ROR.
Good morning. You guys are talking about barometric pressure.
Yeah.
One thing that I can rely on, I breed dogs, and they tend to go into labor when the barometric pressure drops.
Ah.
Wow.
And dogs.
Maybe you can tell us when the royal baby's going to be born.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know, really.
Either that or I get hired at PetSmart.
If you threw your overdue dog into a hyperbaric chamber, you could probably induce delivery, huh?
It was a really tough April I had with all of this rain. I had two litters due, and I couldn't count on that this month.
Yeah. That's why they never let people take their dogs to Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, everybody, are you ready for your 720 Men from Maine here? Brought to you by AAA. Massachusetts AAA members can save 10% on auto insurance with AAA. You can save even more by bundling your home and your auto together. Call 866-284-7222 or visit your local AAA branch for a free quote. Switch and save today with AAA. And, of course, since the Kentucky Derby is this weekend, we had to have a horse-related Men from Maine episode for you this morning. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem, Ethos, and Ephraim are having a little conversation about their wives.
You know, I think my wife is having an affair with the electrician.
You don't say.
Yeah, the other day I come home and found wire cutters under our bed, and they weren't mine.
Well, I think my wife's having an affair with a plumber.
You don't say.
Yeah, the other day I came home and I found a wrench under the bed and it weren't mine.
Well, I got you both beat. I think my wife is having an affair with a racehorse.
A racehorse?
Yes, I'm serious. The other day I came home and found a jockey under our bed.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorna Waddy Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And we just mentioned that LBF has actually joined a running club. Speaking of running, the Kentucky Derby is this
weekend.
I'm
not a horse.
I
did get a massage by a horse, a person who massages horses. I do like a riding crop every once in a while.
So, you actually attended. Which class did you attend last night?
I did the math wrong. So this is my third class, And it's with the Charles River Running Company, and it's a bunch of women who run around Norwood harassing people. No, just running. And they up the time now. So this is how you start off. Like, the first class was run 30 seconds, walk 2 minutes. Run 30 seconds, walk 2 minutes with 5 minutes in the beginning and 5 minutes in the end. So I was like, this is my kind of running because you stop. And so and you walk for a little bit, catch your breath. Last night it was run for a minute and a half. No, run for 45 seconds and then walk for a minute and a half. This was surprisingly difficult.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we should mention the fact that Wally has joined us here in the studio this morning.
Oh, yes. Walter's here to celebrate my
running club. And now, do you find this shocking, Wally, that LBF
that she's running?
That she's running, yes.
Well, not really. I mean, you knew it had to happen eventually.
I mean,
what do you mean by that?
I know what he means by that.
I mean that she would reach a point where she'd say, okay, it's time for me to try to get in shape. That kind of
I see. Yes, I see.
You know, you mentioned earlier that you had an MRI and your brain is shrinking.
Yeah.
You're proving it. Just like every syllable that comes out of your mouth.
So what you're saying
but
is
I digress.
She's horribly out of shape.
We've talked about this for years. I know what she's going through.
Oh my God.
It's like getting worse, you guys. Like, he's not even like trying to save himself.
No.
He's just like, yeah.
No backpedaling.
The filter's completely gone now.
Okay.
Andy brought in donuts.
That's right.
Yeah, you want a donut?
Listen, when I describe myself when running as I am an easy target but hard to kidnap.
That's great.
He's more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay.
Wow.
Coming up
You're
next, we got
too
the.
Hard, Lauren.
We
can barely speak.
The Dirty Laundry update. What are we covering in Dirty Laundry this morning?
Well, we're going to cover two gorgeous Hollywood celebs having a baby, the Royal Baby Watch, and somebody special is hosting Saturday Night Live on Saturday.
Okay.
Your brain's drinking too.
Excellent deduction on your part. Special edition of the Dirty Laundry Update with Wally Bryan as our pop culture consultant this morning.
Yes.
Okay, so where are we going to start?
Weigh in. Where am I going to start? Well, we got some Tom Brady news. Guess who's hosting SNL? Some really good news regarding a person I hate. And first up, Kelly Clarkson.
Yep.
I got to tell you, Kelly Clarkson is such a badass because she can
the
do
woman.
Anything.
Yeah.
She can. She was on the Billboard. She hosted the Billboard Awards.
Yes.
Then she. Did you see her perform? She can sing anything. Obviously, we know that because she was on American Idol. But she's just amazing. Her voice is amazing. Well, after the Billboard Awards, guess what she did?
After party?
Nope. Well, in the emergency room, she had an appendectomy.
Oh, my God.
Now, wow. That's how sick she was during the show.
Yes. She had performed twice. She posted the thing knowing her appendix had to come out. She'd been suffering from appendicitis all week. Do you know how painful appendicitis is?
I've heard. I never heard.
My great-grandfather died from it.
Could you do that, you think?
Wow, he died of it?
Yeah, he died of it. It came back from World War I.
Oh, you have a rupture,
died.
Wow. So I guess World War I is tougher than hosting the Billboard Music Awards.
It is. That's what I've heard. So anyway, she's on the mend and just one more reason I love her. Speaking of the Billboard Awards, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas got married right after the Billboard Awards. They went to Vegas and got married by an Elvis, which my brother did.
Really?
It's all coming around to my family.
Wow.
Yeah, he went to the Billboard.
Are you serious? Your brother got married by an Elvis impersonator?
Yeah, he went to Vegas and got married by it. Yeah.
Does that count?
He has three kids and he's still married, so I guess. Oh, okay. But yeah, so anyway, there's
And
good.
It took. Okay.
No one wants to, this is the story about somebody I don't enjoy and how karma is fun. No one wants to publish Woody Allen's memoir. Good.
Oh, now you
no
see,
kidding.
What?
You're mean to him.
I am not mean to him. He is disgusting.
Wally thinks he's just misunderstood.
He's never done anything illegal, right?
Well, they just couldn't prove it.
Oh.
Thank God for that.
Jeez.
Thank you for weighing in, Walter Bryan.
Thank you for the pop culture.
Anyway, okay.
Like F. Lee Bailey.
You enjoy him? You'd like Woody Allen?
I think I told you this. I was online and I was, you know how when you get on a YouTube thing and then like on the right side, things come up?
And you're down the rabbit hole.
I don't
even
know what you clicked on.
Yeah.
I can't even remember now. But one of the things that came up was him as receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at some Hollywood event. Uh-huh. And when they brought him out, and this isn't that long ago, a year or two, the whole place, all these big stars got up and gave him a standing ovation.
Disgusting. I'm going to go find those people, and I'm going to put them on my list.
Okay.
All right, Adam Sandler is hosting Saturday Night Live for the first time since 1995, yes. So that's going to be exciting this weekend.
1995?
Yeah, that's what I read. I mean, no. I'm not really positive.
But I want to know what characters are coming back.
I know, that's going to be
Opera
fun.
Man Opera Man, there, I hope. Opera Man.
Yeah. What was Opera Man your favorite?
Pretty good. Okay. I mean, he does great songs, and he's been doing new songs like in his stand-up that he's been on the road with. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they're great.
And finally, I just want to give a congratulations and a shout-out to Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, the two best-looking people in the entire world, are now having another child.
A third baby.
Yeah. They have two daughters. One's four, one's
Slow
two,
down,
and one
here.
On the way.
I
that
close
sounds
my
like
eyes,
a
think about
Loretta
Blake
Lynn song. But anyway, they seem happy. And Meghan Markle has not had her baby yet.
And has not? Okay.
Well, has not
okay,
had
well,
her baby yet,
there's,
but
okay,
there's
a
rumor.
Lot of rumors
no,
going
no,
around.
Let's
my
do
wife
it.
Is so into okay. The royal.
Get a little, okay, you want to hear the royal
she
rumors?
She heard this crazy rumor that Meghan Markle's already had the baby, and it was twins.
I would really? Love
that's
that so much.
That's completely unsubstantiated.
Okay, so but why haven't they announced it then?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to, you know, sell off one of the babies.
That's spoken. Oh, that'd be my
guess. Yeah, that's like kind of a monarchy thing to do.
I've been watching Game of Thrones a lot, so it's kind of the thing that do.
Okay. We don't need two future kings.
Right.
Sell that one and we'll make a fortune.
Exactly.
Oh boy,
that would be two
fast.
Americans.
Right. 80s and more, 1057 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more, 1057 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here from WROR. Now, this is quite the game. This is the game that LBF works on. Today, she's had help from Wally Bryan, our special guest in the studio this morning, coming up with extremely difficult questions.
So there'll be no spelling.
No, there's no spelling on this one.
So we have a player standing by online right now, preparing to play the game with this. This person is Angie Hitchens, as in Kitchens, who is from Townsend, Massachusetts. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great, good. Thank you. Now, Angie, I understand that you are the general manager of a moving company. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
What's the name of it?
John Palmer Moving and Storage, and also for Bigfoot Moving, I do their finance.
Oh, nice. I see. You ever hurt your back?
No, I don't do the moving.
Okay. So you understand, you realize what's going on, what's about to happen to you, right?
Yes, and I hope they're really easy questions from Wally.
Not bad.
Wally thinks they're pretty easy
I think
today.
They are.
Okay, so what? 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. It's that simple. By the way, as you're going through these questions, if you happen to run across one, you say, I'm not sure about that. You can skip it, move on, but save time to come back and pick them up at the end. Okay, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's 11 plus 9?
20.
Little Miss Muffet sat on what?
A tuffet.
The letters OK count as a word on Scrabble. True or false?
False.
Blake Lively is married to whom?
Pass.
What is the oldest telecommunications company in the United States?
AT&T.
Yes.
What pop star came up with the word bootylicious?
Booty pass.
What kind of race is the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, horse race.
What does the R in USSR stand for?
Russia.
In Star Wars, what's the name of Han Solo's ship?
Pass.
What is May's birthstone?
Emerald.
Blake Lively is married to whom?
Pass.
What pop star? Oh.
Oh, well, time has expired. However, you did have 5 correct. You missed 2, and you had 3 that you passed on. So if you would please bring her up to speed on that. Wally, you can't give away the game. You know,
I only listen to this show every 2 or 3 months.
I know, exactly. Who doesn't listen enough?
Okay, so
it's all right.
I know.
Your enthusiasm.
Yes, that's nice.
It's nice. Okay. All right.
Hey, Angie,
the letters okay.
He didn't disturb you during the game, did he?
Oh, no.
Okay, just want to check.
He disturbs me all the time.
Okay,
the letters OK count as a word on Scrabble, true or false? It's actually true. The rules, they changed up. They've added new words and letters yesterday to Scrabble. So.
Well, that was kind of a tricky question.
It was, but you know, it was in the news. Blake Lively is married to Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
The pop star who came up with the word "bootylicious" is Beyonce.
Oh.
The R in USSR stands for Republic. Name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars, the Millennium Falcon.
May the Force be with you.
Okay.
And tomorrow
what about
is
the May thing?
May the Force be with you.
No, she got that emerald.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she got that.
Look alive. Walt.
Okay, so. Well, we have a fabulous consolation prize for you. I think you're really, really going to like this.
You
would love to have this prize.
You're going to love this. This is better than
congratulations. You've won a pair of tickets to see Hugh Jackman, the man, the music, the show, world tour, live at the Garden. This is going to be a fantastic show. Okay,
this is the greatest show.
Well,
tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock, but you already have your tickets, so enjoy that show, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
And great job.
Have a great day today. Anybody else wants to play, remember, you have to qualify. Now, to qualify, you have to log on to WRR.com, then you play the game, and you win $1,000 from Century Bank. It's that simple.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, now, there's a really, really, really big comedy festival in town this weekend. It's already underway, as a matter of fact. It's the WIF, the Women in Comedy Festival.
WICF.com.
Okay, it's the Women in Comedy Festival. And yesterday we had Kelly McFarlane on, who's going, part of the festival. And this morning, ladies and gentlemen, a warm round of applause for Christine Hurley, who is with us.
Christine
Hurley! Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, guys. It's so good to be here. And gals.
Yes.
So good to be here.
And we have another special guest on the program this morning. A little after 6 this morning, Wally Brine walked right into the studio, just, surprised all of us. It's great to see Wally this morning.
Yeah. So we can contractually call it the Lorne and Wally Show for another year.
For another year, we get called the Lorne and Wally Show.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
So, Christine, it's great to have you and here with Wally, too, because you guys
I'm so excited. The last time I saw Wally, he left before breakfast. I wasn't.
True, yes.
I wasn't very happy.
That's surprising.
Yeah, no kidding.
After a night of boom, boom.
Okay, so what's new in your life, anyway?
New in my life. Let's see, Lauren. Well, I'm exhausted, as we all are. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Still married to the fabulous Jimmy Hurley. The 5 kids are doing well, as far as I know.
5 kids.
Yep, 5 kids. Yeah. I'm a machine.
You are.
I'm a machine.
How many years married to Jimmy Hurley?
32.
Wow. Congratulations.
32.
Firefighter, 32. Right?
Firefighter, yes, in the beautiful town of Randolph.
Oh.
Yes, yes. He's coming off his 24-hour shift right now, actually.
God, that's cool.
He must be tired from sitting in his recliner all day.
Yeah. That's a knock on the firefighter.
Yeah,
here,
he's a cutie. Yeah, God love him. God bless him. So last week, we had to, he's my material. He is the purveyor of all my I didn't have him, I wouldn't be in business. So a couple weeks ago, I had a show in Connecticut on a Saturday. So he woke up early because we had to get my middle daughter Ryan back to school. She was home for the week.
Yeah.
And she goes to Fashion Institute of Technology in Manhattan.
Wow.
Okay.
So he said I will bring her to the train, come back, and we'll hit the road for Connecticut. So he brought her to South Station. They missed that one because he's always on time. And so he said, I have a great idea. He said, we'll go to Westwood. So they flew to Westwood to University Ave to the train station there.
Yeah.
And she was on the Acela. So the Acela was in the they're running, running, running.
It's a tough one to catch.
That's a tough one to catch. Exactly. Good one, Brian. Good one. So it's waiting. So he puts the car in the fire lane and leaves it running. Leaves the car running.
He's a fireman.
He's got the right plates.
Grabs her suitcase to help her bring it on the train. The suitcase on the train. She gets on the train. The door's shut and he's off to New York.
On the Acela. Which doesn't stop.
Sir.
It stops in Providence.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So the car was just left running.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yes.
Doors unlocked.
Car's running.
Oh. In a fire lane.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
My God.
Yeah, and he's going to New York.
Wow. And he came home and he went right to the firehouse?
He probably. I was livid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Livid. So he didn't have the nerve to call me. My daughter Ryan called me. She's
like,
Mommy, I have bad news. She's got a speech impediment, which I always tell people we're going to have fixed, but we love the scotch and the scratch tickets. So I said, Mommy, I have bad news. Daddy is stuck on the train.
Oh, no.
I said, well, that's ridiculous. I said, what do we can the, she said, no, we can't get off. It's the Acela. We go straight through. So I said, all right. She said, the other bad news is someone has to come and get the car.
Oh, my God.
So I had to send my boys to get the car, pick the, shut the car off.
At least you have boys to send to get the car.
Thank God. Bonus. Thank God. And one, you know, they both drove in together, but, one each had to drive.
Somebody's got to drive a car home, yeah.
And he has his permit only, so that was tricky.
Oh, that's a ball.
Yeah. Go, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's all right.
You probably have to give him $50 for gas, too, after the car was running.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they get there. At least the car is still there,
the car
right?
is still there running.
Wow.
From Plymouth to Westwood. Yeah, that, so that had to be, 45
that's
minutes.
A great story.
Yeah, they don't steal cars from Westwood. Okay.
Absolutely not.
You can leave them running anywhere.
Exactly.
Lauren leaves his car running in the driveway.
That's right. Constantly.
With his wife in it.
Okay. So, how long has he been on the couch now?
Actually, I'm on the couch.
You're on the couch.
Yeah, I'm on the couch because I sleep with the dog on the couch. So this, So that's a family secret.
Well, you've got enough kids.
Yeah, I do. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Morning, more 80s, more variety, all day and all night. 80s more. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, that's the Cutting Crew. Haven't seen the Cutting Crew for a while. That's because, the grass dies in the winter, and you'll run into them on 128 in the median come summertime. Good morning, Mr.
Don't laugh. Don't encourage him. Dad jokes are not good.
So, our special guest in the studio this morning is Christine Hurley, who is a very funny human being, and she's one of the headliners in the Women in Comedy Festival, which is taking place.
Yes, because she's also a woman.
And I'm a woman. Isn't that great? I'm a woman in comedy.
Yeah. So it kind of came together. Said, okay,
it was amazing how that happened.
In comedy,
no. What
the
luck?
Women in Comedy Festival. And you're going to be one of the headliners coming out Sunday night, right?
Sunday night, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I will be headlining. I will be closing out the festival at the Rockwell Theater in Somerville. Cannot wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be me, Danny Crone, Kelly McFarland, a couple other awesome. Danny Crone actually is not a woman.
Oh.
But they're throwing him on. He's man candy.
How come they're letting a man come into the
Because he's man candy.
Man candy.
My Danny Crone. He's the best.
How old is your youngest child now? Out of Little League? Because
out of Little League.
I used to love you. Had a unique way of
getting him on to the team. Yes. Why? Exactly.
What did you do?
Exactly. Well, let's just say I still got to watch TV.
A lot of parents are worried about their kids in Little League this time of the year.
They should be. You got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you got to take a nap with the coach, if you know what I mean.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. Well, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope your husband Jimmy was coaching.
Exactly. No.
Oh.
No. Oops. Oops.
But sometimes, you just got
to take one for the team.
Or two.
Three for the team.
What if he wants the bad cleanup?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Remember the water boy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now look, if people want to get a ticket to the festival, or two tickets, or like four, whatever, what do they do?
Absolutely. Go on WICF.com. Tickets available. The festival does start. It started yesterday, May 2nd. May 2nd through the 5th. It's an excellent...
Who else is in town for this?
Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser. Oh, yes, okay. Emma Willman.
Helen Hong, right?
Helen Hong, yes.
Yeah, love her.
And who's the... Phoebe Robinson.
All-star comedy.
All-star comedy. Big names. And I'm so lucky to be doing this. I mean, 10 years ago when they first started, I went to the first one as a patron. I bought my tickets. And they do great. They have panels and they have... informational meetings and
10 years ago when you were kind of you've been doing this for a while, but you bought your tickets.
Yes.
Did you go just kind of say, "Wow, these people are funny. I'm gonna study these."
Exactly.
People.
Yes. Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now you're coming off your second comics. Yep. Come home.
I know. Can you stand it? I am a big deal. I am a big deal. My mouth is my office. It's always open.
Well, congratulations on first of all your rise to stardom.
Thank you.
For helping out in the Women in Comedy Festival.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to help them. They are a wonderful group of women, helping women help women. And the best thing about this festival is in my history as a woman in comedy, I haven't had the best luck with other women. This is a business where women don't help women.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, very crazy as that sounds. But this Women in Comedy Festival, they have always... supported and helped.
That's
and,
great.
Yeah,
well, that's
and good. Backed each other up. And it's been great.
I'll support you.
Thank you, my OB. You are the best. I appreciate that, honey.
Hey, any information you need on the festival, go to WICF, Women in Comedy Festival, WICF.com. Hey, Christine, thanks for being with us.
You guys, thank you for having me so much. I appreciate it very much.
You're more than welcome.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lorne Morning Show. Okay, stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next, we're going to give you the Jeopardy update here this morning. In the meantime, I want to remind you some of the things that are happening this weekend. Hank is going to be out and about. You know, it's Cinco de Mayo this weekend. Star Wars Day is tomorrow. Hank is out tomorrow. The Walk for Hunger is coming up.
Yeah, we get the
weekend.
PMC pedal partner party. It's over at Fenway Park. Our pedal partner is Cam Miller, who's the greatest. We'll be here at 10 to noon.
Today is Cam's birthday.
Yes, oh, happy birthday,
as a matter
Cam.
Of fact,
I think
happy
he's
birthday, Cam.
17 years old.
Yes.
Wow.
The best guy. Had cancer twice, beat it. He's our pedal partner. He'll be there tomorrow, 10 to noon. I'll see you there if you're coming. And then Sunday from 10 to noon, I'll be on the Boston Common for the Walk for Hunger. And Julie D has a team, and they're walking. Go to WROR.com if you want to find out more.
Brian Bell's going to be out this weekend, tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to Job Lot. I will be at the grand opening. I'm going to find some scissors in there. We're going to cut the ribbon of the brand new store in Brockton. It's the old Toys R Us by Westgate Plaza.
That's
it's
nice.
On Campanelli Drive. I'll be there from 9 to 11 tomorrow.
Look for the Crocs. Look for the Crocs.
What size Crocs you need?
Size 13, orange or yellow.
Okay,
very good.
Nice. One of each.
Going to be styling. Okay, and now here's your Jeopardy update. He won again last night.
Oh, I know. Oh,
Wally, have you been watching? By the way, Wally has joined us in the
afternoon.
Hi, Wally.
I should be watching, but I only see him when they put him on the news. I don't really watch.
Yeah, he won close to $100,000 last night. He's $1.6 million.
You're already in bed by then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably so.
7:30, yeah. Lights out.
Got to be in the news or I don't
see
it.
Night,
Wally.
Okay,
I'm
so
happy for
I found
him.
What I think should be like a final Jeopardy question.
Okay, oh, boy,
right?
Really?
Okay, this is the most amazing factoid of the week here on the Lorne White Morning Show. And this is kind of in conjunction with Cinco de Mayo, which is coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because this involves nacho cheese. Okay? Mm-hmm. Does anybody know how they got the name for nacho cheese?
Someone was stealing the nachos with the cheese on and they said, that's nacho cheese.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
That's good.
That's good, but that is not the reason. Oh. Okay. Listen, follow along on this.
Okay,
this is how they got the name for nacho cheese. Sodium citrate is a chemical that they put into this cheese that makes it like gooey and runny.
Yeah.
You know, and some
delicious.
And sodium citrate is made with sodium, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. And
if so you go, science-y.
And if you go to the periodic table, remember high school chemistry?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay. The symbols for sodium, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen are Na. C-H-O.
No, come on.
Seriously.
I think it's a coincidence.
Seriously. That is why it's called nacho cheese.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Need,
hey, it's a little boron.
Oh. No. You've been hanging around with him too
what?
Long. No dad chemistry jokes. No.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.